Shalom Aleichem on Erev Yom Kippur. A few words to reflect upon for the Day of Atonement. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Psalm 51, verses 4 through 5. David HaMelech, King David, was constantly aware of the sins of his past. This awareness imbued him with humility in the face of God's righteousness. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my supplanters, literally heals, compasseth me about? Psalm 49, verse 6. The sins of my heels refers to the breaking of lesser mitzvot that people, figuratively speaking, tend to trample upon, mistakenly thinking that they are insignificant. Yet, even King David was concerned that he might be prevented from entering Olam Haba because of the sins of the heels in his own life. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18. As is mentioned in Chok Yisrael, based on the Zohar, Bereishis 198a, the phrase, the cords of vanity, is also likened to the sins of the heels. Additionally, the phrase, cords of vanity, seems reminiscent to me of the prayer Ana Bekoach, where a request is made to Hashem that he untie the bundled sins. These sins are traditionally understood to be the collective sins of Israel. On this Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, may we, as well as all Israel, Kala Yisrael, be forgiven. Effectively, in due time, may this lead to our complete renewal as individuals. Furthermore, as a nation, may Israel's redemption also be enacted through Teshuvah. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 20 through 21. Gemara Chatima Tova. May have a good final sealing in the Book of Life.